Hello, everybody. This is Ry here at KMMR Mustang Radio and on Coach's Corner again. We are catching up with Thea Solberg, the head coach of the Emmett's Cross Country. Can't talk this morning.
And Mustangs.
How are you this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. Enjoying the rain.
Yeah, got a little bit of rain. Is that going to affect practice at all?
Oh, no. We actually made a decision yesterday to switch the practices around and do our longer run. Well, we did our longest run Monday, then yesterday we did a little longer run, and then normally on Tuesdays we do sprinting, and they thought it would be fun to sprint in the rain.
Oh, okay. Hey, that works. It's kind of cooled down for them. It's not as hot. It works.
No, that's, I love this kind of weather. This is like great running weather.
And speaking of running, how do you all do in Haver?
Okay, so I'll give you the report. So Haver was the meet this last Saturday, and we traveled over there, and it was really nice. And it takes place at the Prairie Farms Golf Course, which is north of Haver. They've moved that meet to that venue since the COVID year, I believe it was, because COVID changed things, but they also, I think, didn't they build something over at Haver, the like football field, fixed something up anyway. I never remember what happened, but anyway, so now it takes place here, but this is just a great place. It's so much nicer than having it in front of Northern Montana College there. Oops, my phone's ringing. And so then it, there, stop that mess. Anyway, it takes place out there, which is so much nicer than having it in front of Northern, the college, which they did for years. And that worked out nice, but this is a really great place. It's flat. There is not too much in the way of a hill. So it kind of tests your skills. And so this is like the third meet of the season. It's kind of fun to see how you are at this point. And so there was quite a number of teams that came to this meet. For the girls, there was about 13. For the boys, I believe there was 17. They were all along from the High Line, from Poplar all the way over to Fairfield, Belt, that area. Boys, I think they threw in some Great Falls Catholic High School kids, Hayes Lodge, what we haven't seen, Highwood, you know, Valier. So it was a nice meet to go to see some new faces. And, of course, Haver, we hadn't run against Haver at all, and they always have had a fairly good team. So they had the boys run first, and they had a really nice starting line, nice and wide compared to the Poplar one. I was really happy about that, so that they could get their own little spot and not get pushed back, which is what happened at Poplar. So they had a good start. We had prepped the boys on, you got to get out fast. And so they tried to explode, and Greg said that he exploded, you know, and you could kind of watch him until they funnel into the woods and then go out on the prairie area, and then you can't see them for a while. Although Coach Lisa, bless her heart, she's much younger than me, and she ran all over the place timing them, trying to get to their mile spot, and then over to the two-mile area. So Greg said he was in third position at the first mile mark, and then he kind of started experiencing some knee pain, he said, because he had hyperextended his knee a couple weeks ago. So he's kind of been coming through that and working through the pain. But he still kept himself going, and he slowed a bit. So then when he came around my area, which I was kind of in the area between the mile and a half area, so I could see where they would go through the finish area, which is considered the mile and a half, and then keep going. He was in eighth place then, and he looked good, although he yelled at me. He said, my knee is hurting. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, but just keep running. So he kept running, and then later he came around again, so you could watch him twice, because it was a two-loop course. You could watch him twice, and he had dropped back to ninth, so I could tell that his knee was probably affecting him some. But we didn't know that he was in ninth place when he went through the finish line, because he just kept running, and I had lost count of the kids. You know, there's all kinds of kids running. Anyway, he ran through. He had a really nice finish, and he pushed himself hard through that finish area, which is, you know, the length of a football field probably or more. And he ended up with a time of 19:22 when he went through the finish line. He said his knee was really hurting, and he just backed off. He said, I didn't want to, like, injure myself. And then later he said, oh, I think I wish I would have injured myself so I could place higher. But then we didn't know how he placed until they did the awards, like, shortly after the race was over. And then they called his name out and said, Greg Gardepi placed ninth. And I said, Greg, he placed ninth after all. Really? And he went over there and got his medal. So, anyway, I don't think he was as pleased with himself on the way it worked. And then we found out later that the course was just a hair bit longer than what is supposed to be the course is supposed to be a 3.1 mile, which is called a 5K if you're in racing, if you go to races. So anyway, it was just a hair over. So some of the people's times were just a little bit off their mark. But anyway, he was on his mark even at the mile area, because we prep them on what we think their time should be when they get to the mile mark, to the 2 mile mark, and then your finish time. So they can kind of in their brain think, okay, so I get to the mile and I'm on track. I'm running a 6 minute and 30 second per mile pace, which is good. If I keep that up, I'll have a really great time, whatever. You know, that's how you think. Sometimes it doesn't always work, and his didn't because he had to slow down just a teeny bit. So his time was the second fastest time this season for him. So that was great, but he did place in the top 10, which I think is really neat because he wants to try to see if he can place that high at each meet. Then Cale Young also exploded out really well, too, with the group. And because of that wide, nice start, all the kids, I think, could push themselves really good when the gun went off. And so he got into a good spot, worked his way, and I believe that he was on his mark at the mile time and also at the 2 mile. But when he came around where I was standing, which was about the mile and a half area, he looked really good. He was pushing himself. He looked strong. And then he came around again. And then we ran over towards the finish area, and man, did he have a fantastic finish. He just kicked her in, and he passed a poplar runner just right at the finish line. That was just fun. In fact, he wasn't the only one that had the fun finishes. Yeah, there was a lot of those really close ones where they were, you know, like, oh, they're searching for any amount of strength that they have left in them. And that last, you know, 100 yards to try to push it in to beat somebody that's really close to them. And that is just great. You know, if you have that and you can search it out and explode at the finish, which he did, and he passed that runner. And he ended up in 52nd place with a time of 23 minutes flat, which is his best time this season.
So and on a longer track.
He has broke his own record. So we were really pleased with his finish. But his finish there, he found that he had enough strength in them legs of his to keep moving. And that's hard because sometimes you run your first mile pretty darn hard to get a good spot, and then you have to kind of back off a bit on the second mile, and then you have to find that strength again in your third mile. And by then, you know, you're getting spent. Anyway, Cash Stiles also got a good start, and he's working towards a qualifying time for state. And he ran his first 2 miles well. He was on his target mark, and he looked really strong and was pushing himself. But then when he got to the 2 mile, Lisa said you could see that he backed off just a bit. And so when he came around me, he was looking like he was hurting a little bit, which he said he was. But he had a really nice finish going through that finish line lane, excuse me. And he had a really nice spurt of adrenaline that pushed him in, and he ended up with a 26:06 time of in 65th place, I believe. And so that was his second fastest time this season, and he ran faster than at the poplar meet. The poplar meet is just a really hard meet with the hill there, but he had to push himself through. And he's still regaining some of this strength and building endurance after he was out the whole second half of the season last year. So it's sometimes it's hard to come back from an injury and be the same as you were. But he's working really hard. He's one of our hardest workers to try to get a qualifying time for state. So we were real pleased with how he did. And we just have to work on getting more strength for the last mile of the race. You got to get your endurance, and then you have to just work on pushing yourself after you're tired. And then Megan Morse ran the girls' race, and she got lined up there and by herself.
Oh.
And poor thing. Anyway, she got going. She started out great, and she pushed herself along. She looked really strong. She's had this little hip issue. But this course is great for that kind of a thing because there wasn't any, like, hills to strain it or anything. So there's a lot of grassy areas. There's this area out on the prairie, kind of a dirt road that they follow. But the dirt road was nice and soft. There's no big giant rocks to sprain your ankle on. Anyway, she this was, I thought, going to be a great course for her to run on to get back into it so that it didn't strain anything. And she looked fresh and strong. And when she rounded the corner by the finish area, boy, she is one of these, well, she's a track runner and a sprinter. And you could just see that. And it just, she started to make her move, and you could watch her building and going. And all of a sudden, boom, she took off like a rocket. And she passed quite a few runners right in that finish area. And she was just really kicking hard. And with that effort there, she placed 40th. And she had a time of 27:51, which is her best time this season. So she bettered herself by, well, not quite a minute, but it was close to a minute from the last time that she ran, which is at Wolf Point. So that was really great. And she said she was so happy with her time, and it just really felt good. So we were happy with all of the kids' performances that day, and that they had, you know, did well. They executed where we wanted them to. What we need to work on is some endurance and just having enough strength and energy to finish strong like you started. And that just takes time. You have to build up. So now we're right at the middle of the season, kind of. This week and next week is our middle of the season. Work hard, run a lot.
Well, it definitely sounds like they're doing great. Just looking at some of the times, like Cale Young from the last time, he got 6 seconds faster. And then Cash Stiles, he went from a 26:18 to a 26:06 this time. So, yeah, they're getting better.
So, and sometimes, you know, you'd think, oh, that's not that many seconds. But it is a lot when you think about how seconds are. And it does. Each time you can drop any amount of time, you've improved and you're working. It shows that you're working hard. And so they've been working hard at practices. Monday we had a hot, really hot 4.5 mile run, and that was pretty tough. But we're trying to build their endurance. So if you run long, then when you do the 3 miles, it'll be like a cakewalk. Not really. but anyway.
So looking forward to this week, where are we headed this week?
So we're headed, and it's on the calendars or posters all around. It said we were supposed to be going to Fraser, but that meet was switched. We don't even know when that was switched. We happened to go on the site where they post their races and things, and it was had a different day. So we changed things. We're supposed to be going to Lewistown Friday now. Friday is the big Lewistown meet, which fits in with our schedule. We didn't have the Fraser meet after all. And that will be next week. Excuse me. So Lewistown is hosting this giant meet, which I just got an email from somebody that talked about where a person should be parking and how buses should be unloading their kids. And there, it sounds like there's 54 teams coming. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It sounds like a state meet. But they have that's a nice golf course that they hosted on. However, I just watched the news. And Lewistown is supposed to get over 4 inches of rain, so I don't know.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to get all this rain, this big rain event.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed that the rain holds off so you guys can run this weekend. And we wish you the best of luck. And as the kids tell them, they're doing great. And keep working hard.
Yeah, we will. We'll encourage them, and they know it. And just is nice when people cheer for them if they see them running along. Because people see us running all over town. So, and I just always am waving. I have enough energy to wave. So,
well, thank you for joining me today.
It'll be good. Yeah.
And next week we'll get caught up and see how it went. And hopefully, as I said, keep our fingers crossed the rain holds off and you guys can run. And I said, wishing you and the kids the best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thanks, everybody out there, for listening to Coach's Corner. Mariah, I've been visiting with Thea Solberg on the Mustang and Emmett cross-country team.